Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, so this is another one of these lessons from the past events, and I'm comparing what happened, and by the way, the tap 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 you might be hearing is from the rain falling on the roof of the vehicle I'm currently sitting in as I'm doing this. There were several things that I had in that both the event in 2016 and the event in 2001 had in common. And one of the most significant things they had in common is the fact that they both, I mean, there were other women involved in my life at the time. None of them, though, I mean, there was, for instance, Miss 2016, there were two other women around at that time, one of whom I can't even remember the name of, and the other one I have to really think hard to remember. So, I mean, these two in particular, and there was one around 2001, too, whose name I can't remember. So, in both of these cases, the women involved stuck in my memory, and they stayed there, and they occupied, I mean, I should maybe send them a rent bill for the amount of time they spent renting space in my head, but I digress. One of the things, and again, this is the marked difference between 2016 and 2001, is that in 2016, I was able to take the events that took place, and I was able to transform what occurred into something positive and beneficial for myself. In 2001, I felt, and I didn't know what was going on at the time, I felt too guilty because I shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda known better, blah, blah, blah. And it was like at that time, the Manosphere was barely in its infancy. Like the whole concept of guys getting together and exchanging information, I mean, had barely even gotten off the ground. There were the No Man blogs, and I can't remember if there was really, it was just a couple of pickup artist groups, but that was really it. There wasn't anything else. The key point here is that while both of these events had a significant impact on me in my life, because I can clearly remember their names of both of these women, the key point is, and this is again the marked difference between 2016 and 2001. In 2016, I knew it was really important that while I was angry and I was in a lot of pain, that I needed to talk about it and discuss about it, and I needed to take that energy from that event and transform it into something that I didn't know better to do back in 2001. Consequently, getting over what happened in 2001 took much longer. And the reason why the title of this video is Move On and not Get Over It is because, I mean, get over it, because you never really get over it. I mean, you know, like the anger and the pain and the sadness and whatever eventually dies down to a small ember, but the memory of what happened, when I go back and I think about it, the events in question, when I remember them, still have, like, for instance, the last phone call, the last time I ever spoke to the woman in 2001 was me, like, literally telling her to not call me again. And I said it with a lot of anger because she had been told before not to call me. And, well, I mean, I blocked her for one, but yeah, you get the picture, right? Getting over it means that, I mean, you has some type of a victim mentality, and yeah, maybe you were the victim, maybe you weren't. And that's the other thing that's going to be another one of the things in this set that I'm going to go through, is the fact that the question you need to be asking yourself when you get into a situation like this and you're on the other side of it and you're feeling angry and hurt and resentful is you don't fall into the victim. Even if you were completely innocent, you don't fall into the victim. You don't stay the victim for long. And you need, and it's just personal opinion, but you need to get to the point where you're asking yourself, how do I move past this? Not how do I get over it, although some people will say get over it, but how do I move past the situation? How do I put the situation in the past? Pray, meditate, ask questions, talk to people. What I found worked for me in 2016 was to throw myself into something else. That's what worked for me. And consequently, other women showed up in a surprisingly fast rate after I did that. Now, being a MGTOW, that really wasn't particularly important to me, but I'm just saying that's when you return back to your regularly scheduled life and start building your regularly scheduled life after an event like this happens, you've got that additional emotional fuel there to help drive you. Just understand that emotional fuel is going to end and you still have to get, once you're over the hump, you still have to keep motivating yourself past post-hump to get to where you need to go. But yeah, this is the marked one. Like I say, I was comparing 2016 to 2001. This is one of the marked contrasts, right? I focused on moving on. I asked questions. How can I turn this into a positive? And I got an answer. That's something that I think personally you need to do. I mean, it's sort of like, well, how could you turn it? You know, like if you're asking that question, like how do I, and you're doing it in a whining way, you're not in the right mind state. You're still in the victim mind state. You need to take that anger and you need to focus it and you need to go, how do I get past this? Not, how do I get past this? I mean, like, what the fuck, man? If you're in that state of mind, you may as well not even be listening to this. Yeah, something bad happened. I know, man, I wouldn't be talking about this if something bad hadn't happened to me. Yeah, it was painful. Yeah, it sucked. And some people go, well, yeah, but you're you and you're blah, blah, blah. If you're making excuses as to why this stuff doesn't work for you, that's your problem, not mine. Ask yourself the question, how do I move on? All right? I can tell you what worked for me. What feels like the answer is you get back to your regularly scheduled life ASAP. This is Enroki5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.